We are recording. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Sean Brittingham, President of the State Board of Education. I call the August 12th special meeting of the SBE to order. It is 1:02 p.m. The meeting is being held electronically via web. The State Board of Education published a public meeting notice. One second, please. The State Board of the public meeting notice, the telephone conference call number, and the meeting October 5th, 2022 on the state public meeting calendar site. Individuals may participate in this meeting via the web EX URL or the phone conference call number. Thank you for your patience if we run into any technology issues as we conduct this meeting. As a courtesy to others and to prevent unnecessary disruption, please mute your microphone when you are not speaking. Members of the public should refrain from speaking until the time for public comment. Opportunity to sign up for public comment was available via email prior to this meeting. Opportunity to sign up for public comment was available via email prior to this meeting. If you did not sign up and plan to provide public comment and are logged in via the URL, please type in your name and organization, if applicable, into the chat box now. This will help us to create a list of individuals who would like to speak. If you're only participating via phone, we also open the floor for you to sign up for public comment during the public comment section on the agenda. We ask that members only utilize the chat box to sign up for public comment or to make us aware of any technical difficulties. Excuse me, folks. In order to maximize the effectiveness of this meeting, each board member should announce his or her name before speaking. Please remember to announce your name as you reply to others or participate in ongoing conversation. When taking a note on an item, with the exception of an agenda approval, I will ask if there's a motion and second. We will then conduct a roll call vote. Ms. Smith, please call the roll of state board members, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Brittingham.
Present.
Ms. Pfeiffer.
Here.
Dr. Lofink.
Present.
Dr. Noble.
Hey, you're very good,
Reverend Powell.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Rushdan. Ms. Stevens.
Present.
Ms. Turner. Thank you. We do have quorum.
Thank you. The board's agenda was posted on August 5th. Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, I will ask for a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting.
Hello, Fink. So moved.
Reverend Powell, second.
Thank you. All of those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Fine to go like that before you speak.
I don't know.
All right. Next, it's in business A, regulations, Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association regulations for the following discussion or action. I want to thank each and every board member for being so flexible to get on this meeting to make sure we do have quorum. We are the leaders of the State Board of Education, and I appreciate each of you showing your leadership to get on here to do what's best for the students of Delaware. I know it's tough to do this. I appreciate it, but I want to make sure we move forward and do the right thing for the students here. I'd like to first give a brief overview of the process for today's meeting. We have Donna Polk, Executive Director, DIAA, online today. She will provide an overview of action taken by the DIA board since she last presented these regulations for us for information on June 16th. The board will discuss the regulation, ask questions, and vote on the path forward. Mrs. Polk, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, appreciate that. Can we get started?
Well, let's start with Kathleen. Who else is on the call? It's Secretary Holodeck.
We do. Secretary Holodeck is present. We also have our Deputy Attorney General, Alex Corbin. We have our Administrative Assistant, Alexandra Sanko, as well. I also see Ms. Emily Cunningham from the Department of Education, Laura McCransky from the Department of Education, and also Associate Secretary Mike Rodriguez from the department.
Kathleen, is it possible, I'm not sure if Mr. Rodriguez would have been would it be possible to allow him if he needed to?
I'm sorry, Ms. Polk, say that again, please.
I'm not sure if Mr. Rodriguez, I see him in the attendee side. I just don't know if he has the ability to speak if he would need to.
I will go ahead and promote him as a panelist. Would you like me to also promote Ms. McCransky so that she could jump in if necessary? I'm sorry, you're muted.
Sorry about that. Sure, thank you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, am I back on? Ms. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just want to make sure I was unmuted. Okay.
We are getting a little bit of feedback.
We are getting a lot of feedback. Okay, Mrs. Polk, we're going to start with regulation 1043 for the officials to assist for action. Can you please give us a brief explanation to do?
On all of the regulations?
No, just start with regulation 1043, please.
If I can kind of give a summary of where we are, that might kind of lead us into kind of where we are with the regulations. I just want to
be able
to...
fine.
Okay, thank you. So good afternoon, Chair Brittingham, State Board members, and Director Smith. I want to first thank you for having today's special meeting to hear DI regulations so that we, if they are approved, DI would be able to meet the registrar regulations deadline on Monday. That is very important, so we do thank you for meeting today. One of the functions of DI is to develop regulations on middle and high school and scholastic athletics. DI has started this the process of restructuring our regulations, which will review outdated regulations, address editorial concerns, and restructure regulations for easier navigation by stakeholders. Regulations will be grouped into specific subject sections and will eliminate challenges when submitting multiple section changes to proposed solution. Today, DI seeks the State Board of Education's approval to repeal current regulations while simultaneously adopting new regulations. What you have before you today is the first installment of our restructuring process. DI currently has 4 regulations, 1006, 1007, 1008, and 1009. And after today, once approval received, we will have 6 newly adopted regulations. The newly adopted regulations will make approving regulations in the future more streamlined and less cumbersome, since regulations will be specific to certain topics, such as member schools and health and safety. Before getting into the regulations, I would like to remind State Board that DI is still going through the sunset process and is currently in holdover status with Joint Legislative Oversight and Sunset Committee. DI receives specific recommendations from JLSOC that must be addressed. One of the recommendations from JLSOC that must be addressed is the coach concurrent resolution 79, which direct DIA to create regulations that allow coaches to coach student athletes out of the season, but with restrictions that minimize the risk of unethical activity. The Public Integrity Commission is the state agency for enforcing those ethics laws in Delaware. So DI worked with PIC to ensure the proposed regulation was consistent with the state code of conduct. PIC approved those proposed regulations in 1040. I hope that understanding that charge and how DI must operate will bring context and rationale to the regulations for which DI is seeking approval today. DI followed the regulation process for the regulations before you. DI is simultaneously repealing existing regulations and adopting new regulations. As a result, if you decide not to approve one of the regulations, none of the regulations will move forward. If all 6 of new regulations are approved, the approval process will be less cumbersome for future changes. The first regulation, as you mentioned, Chair Brittingham, is 1043 officials. It is a new regulation based on section 1008 and 1009 that are specific to officials. The board changed the fees for school year 2022-23 to the increased amounts approved by the board and added travel and scrimmage fees for officiating. DI received one comment, written comment. The DI board did not make any changes to the regulation that was presented to you in June. The request on which this year's increased fees is based does not increase the fee for 23-24 school year. However, the DI board still plans to review the fees early next year to address any changes for 24-25. Are there any questions regarding the officials' fees? Officials section in 1043.
I have a question. Audrey Nova.
Dr. Nova.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I think it's just okay. I sat in on your meeting yesterday just to kind of hear the conversation, and bless your heart. I just want to say, and I also like to say, I understand how difficult it is to go through this sunset process. The board, while I was on the board, we went through this as well. It's not fun. So you have my sympathies there. I just have a brief question about, I heard a discussion at your meeting yesterday about a 5-year plan that the board had adopted earlier. Is this 5-year plan reflected in this current regulation? Can you tell us more about it?
DAD and DIOC presented the proposed regulation change of the increased rates to the board in earlier this year. It did consist of a 5-year plan with 3-year increases, 3 increases, 3 different years. The board did approve that, and that was still the motion that is currently in place. The board has is publishing just this particular year, and then we will review for year 3 next year to start that regulation process for any changes in the subsequent year. In 5, we will do that in year 4. And if the board chooses to, you know, make those changes, it will be done at that time. You're muted, Doc. Okay.
Thank you for the
question.
Thanks for the clarification, Don.
Mrs. Polk, was this I kind of picked up on what Dr. Noble was talking about. So this contract is for a year for the officials, or is this a renewing contract for every year? Is it just a 5-year contract with increases?
The regulation is reflective for to start this year, and it will be in place again for next year. The third year of the contract, we would be working to make sure that that goes into regulation and factoring in any new information possibly received by the board to make that approval occur.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any more questions from board members?
This is Deb Stevens. I have a question. And my question, and pardon me if it's already been asked, I came on the board in July, so I missed the June conversations. But Mrs. Polk, I'd be interested in learning, how was the increase in the amount for the fees set? My assumption is that DIAA is looking both to appropriately compensate current officials, but also to attract new officials, since it's getting harder and harder to find officials. So how was the amount determined? Did we look at contiguous states to see what they were paying their officials as well? Because I'm wondering, will this be enough?
You're unmuted. I mean, you have to unmute.
DIA was not a part in the negotiations with DAD, and DAD is the Athletic Director Association for our member schools, and DIOC, and that's the association that collectively is there for the officials. They had the information that we received that was provided from NFHS that had all of the states in there. So they used those numbers and they worked together and negotiated the amounts that they wanted to submit to the board. So I hope that answered your question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Pope, this is Reverend Powell. Can you hear me? This is Reverend Powell. Can you hear me, Ms. Pope?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can.
I'm sorry. There's just a lot of feedback. I don't know if it's on my end or someone else's end. Thank you so much for bringing these regulations to us today. In this particular regulation, it says DIAA recognize official associations, the officials association. How many official associations are we recognizing, DIA? How many official associations?
It's 17 groups.
Did there are 17 groups?
That okay. Cover all of the sports that we sponsor in Delaware.
Okay. With regards to the board artwork here, we've committed to reviewing all regulations through the lens of equity, an equity lens. And it is my understanding, or I've heard that there are some challenges within the official organizations as it relates to accessibility, moving up the particular ranks. There's some challenges with appointing certain referees or umpires of color to very prominent positions or state championship games of that nature. And so I wanted to kind of hear who is actually accountable to adhere, to make sure these organizations adhere to equitable distribution of individuals to perform in these manners. I think I heard something that was quoted that there has never been an African American or a person of color to be a head referee of a state championship game in the state of Delaware. I find that to be, I can't find that in 2022 to think that that's the case here. I think the state championship has gone on since 1972. I graduated in 73. We're going to celebrate our 50th class reunion. And for me to 50 years of not having a person of color, doing that is inequitable. And so help me understand who holds these organizations accountable so that we can display to our young people, to our community at large, that people of color are competent enough to handle such a task as that.
Thank you for that, Dr. Reverend Powell. It's that concern has been presented to the DI board, and we are putting measures in place to address those concerns with our officials association. We're going to evaluate that, and based on the information we're receiving, since that complaint has been shared with us, we will make those evaluations, and if those associations aren't meeting the protocols that we are setting for our state championship selections, then we will address them and have them go in before our officials committee to address those concerns. I know today we're talking about the creating the officials section. So we will continue to evaluate that and put measures in place to address those concerns that have recently been presented to us.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to see that done sooner than later. And even in this year, it would be good to see that we could change that narrative even this year, this fall. We could put that narrative to rest, because I think that it speaks volumes to our students and to our general public when we're talking about good school climate, and also how we conduct ourselves. The other thing is, when we're challenged with recruiting and a shortage of officials, understand, and the I guess the honorarium or the fee that you pay, someone was telling me that some officials are opting to referee youth football games during that particular Saturday, because they can make almost 3 times as much refereeing 3 games versus 1 high school game at a $70 or $84 dollar amount per game. And I'm sure you're probably challenged with the fee structure in terms of, so that, is there a conversation around that? I think there was some in your board that wanted to see commit for 5-year dollar. You could kind of freeze that, so you could probably forecast a little bit better in the future, as opposed to revisiting this every year and having to negotiate every year. Where are you at with I think it was a question I was asked earlier about a comparable fair wage that's set basically perhaps maybe around the region. Are we under the amount where we're losing officials? So in that context, I'd ask that question.
Great points. We are, as I shared with a couple of our officials associations I mentioned yesterday in our board, we're going to possibly look at evaluating our officials rate system. Is it the appropriate system that we need to use in Delaware? For years, we have actually had the same amount for all of the officials association. And my evaluation, even this year, I'm looking at whether or not that is the best model. We do get the recommendations from DIOC, which is the officials organization working with DAD, on the amounts. And this year, they presented a 5-year plan. So they presented that, and we're going to continue to work with them on their proposals and recommendation on rates.
Okay, thank you so much. I would just like to also mention about a merit system. I'm making sure that there's a merit system within the organization so that the same people around the table are not selecting the officials, and it becomes a good old boy network and evaluated.
Thank you. And that's noted.
Board, at this time, President Brittingham has lost signal, and Vice President Lofink will continue until President Brittingham joins back in, which I see he just did.
All right, I'm back on. I apologize for the inconvenience, ladies and gentlemen. It's a struggle in this area. Where do we leave off? I heard Reverend Powell's comments, and then I heard Mrs. Polk respond.
Mr. President, Vince Lofink, I think we're ready for a motion to release a regulation 1043 for a vote, sir. I so move.
Mr. Lofink's made a motion. Is there a second?
Candace Pfeiffer, second.
Mrs. Pfeiffer, second it. Mrs. Smith, please call the roll.
For Regulation 1043, Mr. Brittingham. For Regulation 10, okay, Mr. Brittingham, yes. Ms. Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Dr. Lofink.
Yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
Hello?
Mr. Brittingham, we had six yes.
Did we get that, Mrs. Smith?
We have six yes votes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Item number two will be Regulation 1042, coaches. This is for action. Mrs. Polk?
Yes, thank you. 1042, coaches. Is a new regulation based on sections 1008 and 1009 that are specific to our coaches. The DI board proposed to add the requirements that certified and emergency coaches hold AED and first aid certification, and that volunteer coaches would hold CPR, AED, and first aid certification. DI received one written comment on this. The DI board did not make any changes to the regulations that was presented to you in June, and the DI board has requested the DI office to compile a list of schools that choose to pay for the certification as we continue to evaluate this regulation.
Mr. Brittingham.
Mr.
Brittingham, Dr. Lofink.
Is there any discussion on Regulation 1042 as discussed by Ms. Polk? Seeing none, I move for the release of Regulation 1042. I ask for a motion to release.
Dr. Lofink, are you asking for a motion to approve 1042 as presented?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Audrey Noble. I move to that the board support Regulation 1042 as presented.
Candace Pfeiffer, second.
Dr. Lofink, if it's okay. Dr. Lofink, I'll call roll if that's okay. Board, we had a motion from Dr. Noble, seconded by Ms. Pfeiffer, to support and approve Regulation 1042 as presented. Mr. Brittingham, are you back on the line to vote for Regulation 1042?
Yes, I am back on the line. I'm
sorry, say again, please. Okay, I'll come back to Mr. Brittingham. Ms. Pfeiffer. Dr. Lofink?
Yes. Voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Noble?
Yes.
Reverend Powell?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
President Brittingham, do we have your vote for Regulation 1042? Okay, we will come back.
Ms. Smith Lofink, I believe we have the, without Mr. Brittingham, so we still have enough votes to pass the regulation.
We do, and for the final implementing order, we will make sure that we get his vote on record during this meeting for that. Thank you, sir. Dr. Lofink, say again, please.
What is the next regulation on the agenda?
All right, thank you. It is Regulation 1040, out of season and summer athletic activities and contact.
Okay. Can we have Ms. Polk briefly discuss this regulation?
1040, out of season and summer athletic activities and contact. Is the new regulation that was developed as a result of Senate Concurrent Resolution 79. This is the regulation that was approved by PIC. DI board made one change after the regulation was presented to you in June. In the charts in subsection 8327 and 9326, there was a technical error in the number of student athletes permitted for softball, so the board changed it to match baseball. The change is non-substantive and does not require DI to republish the regulation. DI board did not make any further changes as a result of the written comments received. If the regulation is adopted, the DI board will collect data as it is implemented and will continue to work with PIC to propose changes based on the data.
Thank you, Ms. Polk. Are there any comments or questions for Regulation 1040 as presented by Ms. Polk?
Audrey Noble, I have a few questions. Could you just give me a little clarification, Ms. Polk, about what kind of data are you planning on collecting?
We asked the member schools to share any concerns or challenges with any inequities that are presented on their part, any challenges that they have to allow opportunity for our student athletes, so that if there is any changes that need to occur, the board has information to make that change and with the recommendation to pick on any proposed regulations to the board.
I'm sorry. I don't know where all this noise is coming from. There seem to be some very differing opinions within your board about this particular regulation, specifically related to equity and access. And I think there was quite a bit of discussion about the charts that you just referred to and the changes. Could you explain to our board what the concerns that your board presented and what seemed to be some of the differences of opinion that they seem to have on this issue?
Well, based on the conversation the board shared yesterday, they were talking about the possible inequities that would be presented by this regulation. After receiving the written comment, that was the discussion that the board was having yesterday. And again, the board decided not to make any written changes. And then we would collect this data to kind of assist in determining what the challenges are. There was mention of not knowing how the true impact would be. Would all of the schools be participating in this out-of-season coaching requirement that is now available. So being able to really collect that data to be able to determine the true need, any specific concerns to amend the regulation. You're muted.
So the data collection will be a structured data collection. In other words, you'll be collecting data systematically across all, and not just responding to comments or concerns of individual schools or people. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. We will have a system in place, and the schools are able to reply to that survey, and we will be able to collect that data monthly and share it with the board.
Okay. If I could just ask one more question, because it's kind of ridiculous. Can you hear me okay? I'm getting a lot of feedback too.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I read over the final document, the final review from PIC of your DIA, of this particular regulation. And it states that activities must be open to all student athletes, regardless of their ability to pay. Can you tell me in the regulation where that specific recommendation exists? Because I didn't find any references to regardless of their ability to pay.
I would have to actually review that language to see which specific regulation, if there is any, actually addressing. I know we have language in regards to open available to everyone. Ms. McCransky is on the line, and I know she know that regulation if it is in there offhand. But I could get back with you to share that. Yes, ma'am.
I looked it up real quick. So, Dr. Noble, it appears in two different sections. One is in commercial camps and clinics. And so if you take a look at 8.3.2.4, it says the commercial camp or clinic is open and equally available to all student athletes. And then the same language appears in subsection 9.3.2.4, and that pertains to the non-school athletic activity programs and teams.
Right. I guess my question still is, I mean, it says it's open and equally available. So that does that imply that's regardless of their ability to pay?
Yes, for those specific activities, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If there are no more questions, are there any more questions for Ms. Polk? Hearing none, do I have a motion to release Regulation 1040 for a vote?
Board members, Vice President Lo Fink has called for a motion.
This is Reverend Powell. I move that we approve Regulation 1040.
This is Audrey Noble, second.
As per procedure, I will call the vote roll on this. Mr. Brittingham. Let me try again. Mr. Brittingham, do you, what is your vote?
Yes.
For Regulation 1040. Okay.
1040 be yes.
All right. Ms. Pfeiffer. Dr. Lo Fink.
Yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
it does seem with 6 yes votes that that motion carries. Mr. Brittingham, if you can hear me, can we please circle back to get your vote on record for Regulation 1042, coaches? President Brittingham,
For Regulation 1042, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Brittingham. And there are also 6 yes votes on Regulation 1040.
Okay, then that motion carries. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is Regulation 1035.
Okay. Regulation 1035, in-season activities and contact for action. Ms. Polk?
Thank you, Ms. Brittingham. Regulation 1035, in-season athletic activities and contact, is a new regulation based on sections of 1008 and 1009. DI did not receive any written comments regarding this section. The DI did not make any changes to this regulation that was presented to you in June.
Any questions from any board members? For Mrs. Polk on 1035.
Mr. Brittingham, move to release 1035.
Thank you. Mr. Lofink has made a motion. I need a second.
Stevens, second.
Mr. Stevens has made a second. Mr. Smith, please do the roll call. Do the roll.
So this is to approve Regulation 1035 as moved. So, Mr. Brittingham.
Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer. Dr. Lofink.
Yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
President Brittingham, we have 6 yes votes.
Okay, then that motion carries for 1035. Next, we'll move to Regulation 1034, Health and Safety Requirements for Action. Mrs. Polk.
Thank you. 1034 is Health and Safety Requirements. It's a new regulation based on sections of 1008 and 1009. The board proposed adding requirements related to physical exams and certification for individuals who oversee open gym workouts and conditioning programs. Although the DI board received written comments, the DI board did not make any changes to the regulations that was presented to you in June. The DI Sports Medicine Advisory Committee is finalizing a recommendation concerning requiring a qualified healthcare professional to be present at for certain interscholastic activities and practices and competitions. So that's where we are in regards to that particular regulation.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Polk. Are there any questions from the board members on Regulation 1034, Health and Safety Requirements, and this is for action?
This is Stevens. I do have a question. How quickly do you anticipate those recommendations coming forward regarding having the medical staff on site for other collision sports beyond just football? I mean, quite frankly, I was surprised football was the only sport requiring such, especially where you see so much literature coming out regarding injuries, you know, traumatic injuries suffered in other sports areas. Do you anticipate that coming within this school year?
Thank you, Ms. Stevens. Yes, we do. This is a conversation that the SMAC committee, they have been having conversations on this over the last year, and they meet the end of this month, and that's part of the agenda item, and they're going to continue to work to make that recommendation, but we should be having that recommendation this year for review. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any more questions from the board members? If there's not, I'll entertain a motion for approval of regulation 1034 health and safety requirements.
Lofink, motion to release.
Mr. Lofink's made a motion. I need a second.
Candace Pfeiffer, second.
Mrs. Pfeiffer, second. Mrs. Smith, please do the call.
This is to approve regulation 1034. Mr. Brittingham.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Dr. Lofink.
Yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Brittingham. That is 6 yes votes.
Thank you. Motion passes for regulation 1034 as presented. Next would be regulation 1024 DIAA member schools. This is for action. Please, Ms. Spolk, you're up again.
Mr. Brittingham, 1024 is DI member schools. It is a new regulation based on sections of 1008 and 1009. In addition, the DI board proposed to add a new annual membership dues amount for schools with 200 or less students. DI did not receive any written comments regarding this section, and the DI board did not make any changes to the regulation since presented to you in June.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mrs. Polk on regulation 1024? If there are none, I will entertain a motion to approve, please.
Lofink, motion to approve 1024.
Mr. Lofink's made a motion. I need a second.
Dr. Noble, second.
Dr. Noble, second it. Mrs. Smith, please do the roll call.
To approve regulation 1024, Mr. Brittingham.
Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer. Ms. Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Dr. Lofink. Dr. Lofink, to approve 1024. Dr. Lofink.
Do it again. Don't touch it. Voting yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
President Brittingham, that's 6 yes votes for 1024.
Thank you. Motion carries on regulation 1024. We'll now move to regulation 1009. That's regulation 1009, DIAA high school interscholastic athletics for action. Is there, Ms. Polk, you're up again.
Thank you. This regulation is repealing the sections, certain sections to create new regulations, 1024, 1034, 1035, 1040, and 1042, and 1043. All rationale that we just discussed, and there was no comments received in regards to this section.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members on regulation 1009? If not, I will entertain a motion.
This is Audrey Noble.
No, thank
you. I got you first, Vince. I move that the State Board of Education repeal regulation 1009.
Reverend Powell, second it.
Mr. Reverend Powell has seconded it. Mrs. Smith, do the roll call.
I'd like to clarify the motion.
Certain sections. I just want to make sure that that's clear.
Board, did you hear Ms. Polk?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Board, Ms.
It's repealing certain section and not the entire regulation.
So we have to vote down what I originally said, right?
Well, we didn't vote on that yet. So would you please make the motion to repeal the sections of 1009 as presented, if that's your motion?
Yes. Okay. I move that we repeal the sections of 1009 that are reflected in all the other regulations we just passed. Is that right? I see you're laughing, so I think that's right.
Reverend Powell, do you need a second?
Okay, Dr. Noble has made the motion to repeal sections of regulation 10009, and Reverend Powell has seconded it. Ms. Smith, can you do the roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Brittingham.
Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Dr. Lofink. Dr. Lofink, I will unmute you. Dr. Lofink, how do you vote for 1009?
Voting yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
President Brittingham, we do have 6 yes votes registered.
All right, thank you, Mrs. Smith. Regulation 1009 has been approved. We are moving to regulation 1008, DIAA junior high and middle interscholastic activities. And this is to approve, we'll be repealing sections of 1008 as presented. Are there any questions from Mrs. Polk? If there are no questions, I will entertain a motion to approve to repeal the sections of regulation 10.8 as presented.
Lofink, so moved.
Lofink's made a motion. I need a second, please.
Stevens, second.
Stevens, second. Mrs. Smith, please do the roll call.
To repeal the sections of 1008 as presented, Mr. Brittingham.
Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer.
Do I have to go like this?
Yes.
Dr. Lofink.
Yes.
Dr. Noble.
Yes.
Reverend Powell.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
Mr. Brittingham, that is 6 yes votes.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Regulation 1008 passes. All right, we're going to 9, Regulation 1006, Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association. This is for action. And this is will be a motion when we are finished to repeal Regulation 101006. Are there any questions for Mrs. Polk? If there are no questions, I will entertain a motion to approve Regulation 1006.
Lofink move to approve Regulation 1006.
Excuse me, gentlemen. What's on the table is to repeal Regulation 1006 as presented. Repeal Regulation 1006 as presented, if that's your motion. State again, please.
Repeal Regulation 1006 as presented.
Mr. Lofink's made a motion to repeal Regulation 1006 as presented. I need a second.
Reverend Powell, second.
Okay. Reverend Powell's made a second. Can I have a roll call, please, Mrs. Smith?
Yes, sir. Mr. Brittingham?
Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Dr. Lofink?
Yes.
Dr. Noble?
Yes.
Reverend Powell?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
President Brittingham, that is 6 yes votes.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith. Regulation 1006 has passed. Next is public comment on regulations. Time has been set aside at this point in the agenda for public comment on regulations. Opportunity to sign up for public comment on regulations was available via email prior to this meeting. If you did not sign up and plan to provide public comment on regulations and are logged in via the URL, please type in your name, organization, and comment topic into the chat box now. If you are only participating via phone and wish to make verbal public comment, please log in the meeting URL. Please note the board will not respond to questions or engage in a dialogue with those offering comments during the board meeting. We will recognize speakers logged in via the URL in order they have signed up. Comments should be limited to 2 minutes for individuals and 3 minutes for organizations. Mrs. Smith, is there anyone signed up to provide public comment?
We do have Ms. Trina LeClerc signed up for public comment.
Okay, are we available to get her on there now?
We are, and Ms. LeClerc, I will go ahead and unmute you so that you can tell us whether you are representing yourself or whether you are representing an organization. If you are representing yourself, you will have 2 minutes. And if you are representing an organization, you will have 3 minutes. So Ms. LeClerc, I'll unmute you at this time.
Sorry, I think I muted myself again after you muted me. Sorry about that. I'm actually representing myself. I have a pretty extensive public comment that was written that I hope you guys all read, since I've been following the out of season coaching topic since 2018, and I have not missed the board meeting, which I'm not sure any of the board members can say that. But before I provide my public comment around out of season coaching and the language in it, I would like to say that I believe you had actually only one option today, and that was to pass all the proposed regulations in their entirety, because it would have been a tragedy for our student athletes if they could not have a fall season due to the lack of officials. And in that regards, I appreciate the officials association's willingness to accept the interim step for the sake of the student athletes, and pray that DIA does follow through on their previous commitment to the officials. I believe tying all of these regulations together may have been a calculated move by someone, I'm not quite sure who, to make sure that some form of out-of-season coaching would be passed, even though it is less desirable and does not achieve the desirable purpose of the regulation, and to be quite frank, is difficult to manage and not supported by the majority of the board members as written. Most of the DIA board members expressed that concern yesterday, and unfortunately, to quote a board member yesterday, they have a gun to their head, and they had one option. In addition, I would like you to know I do 100% support allowing high school and middle school athletes to coach their student athletes in a private setting for fair pay, even with restrictions, as long as they are realistic, manageable, and do not impact the student athletes and their parent, student, and their guardians, their right to choose who, how, and how often their child receives sports training. With that said, I would like to share a few experts from my public comment for the record, since I hope, and I hope all of you have the opportunity to read it. And even though I believe it was not presented at all in Mrs. Polk's comments from what was in public comment. While these regulations on the surface may be a step in the right direction, the proposed regulations in reality creates unrealistic implementation on multiple fronts, as well as concerns around the actual reasons for these regulations. First, if I understand correctly, a large portion of the restrictions around time, hours per week, and number of contacts, and number of athletes during the out of season was driven by the pick, the opinion that a personal relationship would develop between a DIA coach and the student athletes that would impair the coach's judgment. To be quite frank, if we have a concern that a coach's relationship with an athlete is going to cause them to do something unethical as to ask for grades,
10 seconds,
we have a bigger issue than out of season coaching. I'll leave the rest. Yeah, hopefully you guys read it. But I feel pretty strongly about this topic, having a student athlete that was clearly impacted by this in her when she played.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. LeClerc. That is your 2 minutes. I know the board appreciates your comments, and I'll let President Brittingham go ahead and continue.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. LeClerc, for your comments. Before I ask for adjournment, I would like to again thank the State Board of Education for taking time and showing the flexibility to get on this special meeting phone call. I know all of us are busy. Some of us are on the road, and it just shows that you are the leaders of the state, and I appreciate you holding quorum throughout the whole meeting, even though I dropped the phone call a couple times. Again, thank you for everything you did today and for everything you do. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Mr. Brittingham, Reverend Powell, before you do that, can I ask Ms. Polk a question? This process seemed a little awkward in terms of being rushed for final minute to get to a certain deadline. How can we perhaps have avoided this this particular situation here we're dealing with in the future, so that we won't feel that we can have more time to vet and peruse the regulations and be thoroughly more prepared? I'm just speaking for myself, so that we can have the integrity to the process.
Thank you, Reverend Powell, for that question. So separating our regulations. So that process that we're doing to restructure our regulation will assist and not having to go through what we're experiencing right now.
You broke up on me, but I think I heard the essence of what you were saying because of what we've done now, that we would have a more streamlined process moving in the future. Okay. Thank you.
And thank you guys for being able to hop on today. We do appreciate it. The state, our student athletes, too.
All righty. Thank you, Mrs. Polk. Anything else? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Reverend Powell, so moved.
Reverend Powell's made a motion. I need a second. Dr. Noble's made a second. Thank you. Motion approved, and this meeting is adjourned at 2:05 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and have a good weekend.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you.